Hello, everybody. Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. Got a workout today that I think people are going to find very enjoyable. And the workout today also has a two-person team version if anyone's interested in that, because fitness with friends is fun. Here's a workout. You need a jump rope and a single kettlebell, a 53-pounder for the men, a 35 for the women. 7 rounds for time, 35 double unders, then 7 kettlebell snatches with the left arm, 7 kettlebell snatches with the right arm. Certainly does not need to be unbroken, but I would want somebody to think that they can do at least the first couple of rounds unbroken with that kettlebell to know that that loading is probably an appropriate choice for them. Then as fatigue sets in, you may have to set the bell down. That's perfectly normal. We've got videos showing the double under and the kettlebell snatch. And if you're unfamiliar with the kettlebell snatch, it's not from the ground. So it's different than a dumbbell power snatch, for example. And so if you're unfamiliar with the kettlebell snatch, make sure you watch that video there. Super Fitness Robot, 8 minutes, 30 seconds or less. More likely is between that and about 14 minutes and 30 seconds. The wildcard option today, which was the inspiration for today's workout, by the way, it's CrossFit Games Open Workout 11.1. This one uses a barbell, not the kettlebell. And it's a 10-minute AMRAP of 30 double unders and 15 power snatches. 75-pound barbell for men, 55-pound barbell for women. Provided a two-person team version as well. And there's a video showing the power snatch. And that's a beautiful workout. Again, it was the inspiration when I created the other one today. And I always like that open workout because it's a sneaky trap. It's 10 minutes. It's light and it just bites you. Scaled option for today, 5 rounds for time, 35 single unders instead of double unders, and then 7 kettlebell snatch on the left arm, then 7 on the right arm, but we reduced the loading. 35-pound bell for men, 25 for women, and of course you could reduce it even more if need be. Also with a two-person team version and a video showing the single unders. Limited equipment crew. They don't have a kettlebell, that's fine. They're going to do dumbbell power snatches, just like you're thinking, from the floor to overhead, regular power snatch. 7 rounds for time, 35 double unders, 7 left arm dumbbell power snatch, 7 right arm dumbbell power snatch. 50-pounder for the men, 35 for the women, and then a two-person team version. Video showing that movement. For the Leo crew, 11 minutes or less for the Super Fitness Robot. And then anywhere from there to 18:30 for the more likely. No equipment workout. 15 rounds. I didn't write for time. 15 rounds. Oh, 15 rounds of. Sorry, I got confused for a second. 15 rounds of. For 30 seconds, you do as many broad jumps as you can, cover as much distance, and then you rest 2 minutes. So it's 15 rounds of 30 seconds of broad jumps, 2 minutes of rest. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. The first part is an either or. Either the overhead carry, great head to toe strength builder, builds resilient athletes. You lock out a barbell appropriately loaded overhead, pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells. You carry that object 100 feet, drop it, you rest a couple minutes, you do it 2 more times. That's the overhead carry. You would do that or, so not both, or dumbbell raises, side lateral raises, front raises, and bent over raises. We've got 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps of each of those and a video showing that. The other part of the optional accessory work gives you 3 options. You would do just one of them. Either 50 burpee box jump overs, it's facing the box, 24 inches for men, 20 for women, or 50 bar facing burpees, or 50 super effective, good old school regular burpees. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the calves and foam rolling, the straddle stretch, and the chest and pecs, hands behind. All of those have a video. Hope you enjoyed the workout today. For most of us, it is a rest day tomorrow. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here on Friday.